ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Makos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz L'Ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bendit Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Maseches Makos, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara brings down the Shitta of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, which, as explained by Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the Maskanas of Gemara, is that Rav Shimon Oymer, Kol Shehu L'Makos, Le'omer Kazayas El Olinin Korban, which the Poshup Shadda that is, that a person who consumes a kol shehu of some macholos asuris, which is nesar in the Torah, prohibited the Torah, but the loisa say, is going to get malchus. Unlike the opinion of the chachomim that hold that you only get malchus on a shir, on a kezias of the macholos asuris, the Shimon holds that consumption of a kol shehu, any minute amount of the iser achila, is going to yield a malchus. Le'omru kezias el inin korban. The only din for which the Rabbanon said, which we said is in a kezias, is with regard to korban. So a person consumes an iser achila, which generates a korban, different scenarios, and he consumed it b'shoigeg, and then we're going to say that that's a mechayev of korban only if he consumed it b'kezias. Rashi over here adds some very important words. Rashi says, kol shehu l'makos, le'mo kezias l'ini korban. Dr. Rashi, korban al shikigas kores v'halocha l'mashma sinahi. So Rashi specifically goes out of his way to add the fact that a korban is brought for a shikigas kores, and there's a halocha l'mashma sinahi, evidently, that there is a din of kezias, specifically there when you're bringing the korban for the shikigas kores. The Shuvas Ksav Sofer points out, and it's an often a diak, a straightforward diak in the words of Rashi, that according to Rashi, the fact that korban is special, according to Rav Shimon, that only there by korban we're going to say that you have to eat a kezias to generate a chi of korban, is a function of the fact that the korban is brought for a shigigas kore. So really, the fact that there's a special halacha of kezias by korban according to Rav Shimon is not because it's a korban, but because it's an achil which generates kores. And if a person, you would want to know, according to Rav Shimon, what does it take to get a kores by machalos asuris to generate kores, chaylev, etc., he would tell you that that is only if you consume a kezias. A korban is brought for shingigas kores for a shaygeg violation of that act which generates kores. Had you been amazed, so therefore there too are you going to be only bringing that korban if you eat it b'kezayas. That's Rashi Shita. Now, for Steitzuch, as the Ksav Sofer points out, and he quotes the Tosis, as we'll see on this in a second in Masechet Shuos, that really not every single korban in the world is brought for a shikigas kores, because we have, for example, Oil of the Yoyred, which one of the cases of Oil of the Yoyred is the Shuos Betoy. So the person, for example, made a shvuah he wouldn't consume a particular food, lemazongin, and then he consumes the food without realizing if he got the shvuah. So you're going to bring a korban for that, and that's not a iser achila which generates a koras, had you been amazed. Nonetheless, the Torah is mechadesh a korban for this. So a case like that, it's going to come out that Rashi will hold, that Rosh Hashanah will hold that there's a kol shehu that's mechayev the korban because that korban is not a shigas koras. And in fact, as the Ksav Sofer points out, this is actually mefur explicitly, this shitta in Tosfos Shuos Chafalof. Tosfos doesn't mention that Rashi holds this way, but the Ksav Sofer points out that would seem to be clearly Rashi's shitta. Tosfos says it in his own in Shuos Chafalof, that Tosfos says that this that we find that Rishon requires a kezias consumption to bring a korban is only a shaha korban tole b'kores, zdoine b'kores, says Tosfos, because the korban depends on kores. Had you been amazed, you would get a kores. Avo b'shuos bitter, the aim by kores, el alav, says Tosfos, the shuos bitoy, which had you been amazed, you would just get a love. So the Rav Shimon is going to hold that kol shehu l'korban, just like he holds kol shehu l'malkas. That's obviously a chiddush in the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara focuses on the korban, but according to Tosfos, and Ksav Sofer points out that that's clearly Rashi Shita as well, it's really a function of the fact that the korban, in most cases, the regular korban chatos, is brought for a shayig of a chorus, and Rav Shimon holds that the sheer kezias was said in the context of chorus. Ksav Sofer and a number of other chronim point out that based on that, it's going to follow that Rashi here, Tosfos and Masechet Shuos, that they all argue on the Ritva, very famous Ritva in the Sugya, extensively discussed by a number of Achroinim. The Ritva over here also goes on the same Gemara, that Rav Shimon is Mechalik between Malkus and Kores, and Malkus is Bekol Shehu, according to Rav Shimon, and only
if you eat a kazayas are going to be chayav a korban, that's the Ritva. Or the Gemara says this distinction between malchus and korban. And the Ritva explains this in the name of Rabbeinu Meir with a famous yesoid called achshavei. Now achshavei is something which is discussed in the Gemara in a number of contexts, but the Ritva applies it over here in a surprising, innovative manner, in a mechudashtik way. So the Ritva bringing Rishim Rabbeinu Meir says, if a person consumes an iser b'meizit achshavei, which is to say that the person, by virtue of the fact that he went ahead and mazed knowingly and got into this act, this activity of doing this thing, which is a violation of the Torah law, that person was machshev the act. Normally it takes a gezayas for the act to be choshev, to be constitute a violation which would generate Torah level repercussions. However, if you did it, got into it, b'mezen, and did the act knowingly, you gave it a chashivas, you gave it a significance. So there, even b'koshu, who the act has a significance to generate Torah law. That's the difference, says the Ritva B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir, between the mezid which generates the malchus and the shegi which generates the korban. The mezid is a din of achshevei, he gave the act significance, so therefore even b'koshu who would generate the malchus. B'shoinge, you weren't machshev the act because you didn't even know what you're getting into, and therefore consequently it's going to have the kind of default din which applies when you're not machshev the act, and there it's only because I is when you're going to generate the din korban. That is the Shitas Ritva, and as the Ksav Sofer points out, and others too, we'll see Rav Moshe Feinstein points out, and the Rav Moshe as well as others, that it's very clear that there is a straightforward machloikis between the Toisvis and the Ritva. According to Ritva, the chiluk between the Malakos and the Korban, Lefir of Shimon, is a function of the fact that the Korban is b'shoigeg and the Malakos is b'meizid. According to Ritva, obviously we would not make Toisvis' distinction in a Sefer Shavuos, the distinction between a oil of a yoru, which is brought for Shavuos bitoy, which doesn't deal, not based on a chorus type violation, and the Chatos, which is brought for a chorus type violation. We wouldn't make the chiluk at all. We would say that the default of all dinim, according to Rav Shimon, is kezayas, unless you're achshavei, and a shegig doesn't have the achshavei, and therefore all carbons are only generated with a kezayas of shegig violation. Masha'enkin, according to the Taisvis, the chiluk between the malchus and the carbon is not a function of one being mezid, one being shegig, but rather a function of the fact that the carbon, which is usually a karmachatos, so karmachatos is meyusid, it's founded on the fact that you did a maisa iser, which generates a chorus, had you been a mezid, and the chorus function, the chorus feature, is the fact that it mandates that only if it is b'kazayas, then you're going to get the chi of korban according to Rav Shimon. Now, the number of achronim point out, and Rav Moshe really, as we'll see a little later, we'll go through Rav Moshe's sheet a little bit. Rav Moshe asks for a kasha and doesn't even say a teretz on this. Rav Moshe holds it to tzorchi and godel. As we'll see, the Baruch Tam does give a teretz to this kasha, and we'll talk about it. Rav Moshe writes that this Ritva sheet is tzorchi and godel. Why? Because Rav Moshe taines that it's actually pushed, not simply not true that a shegig doesn't have an achshavei. Rav Moshe says if you examine the way the word achshavei is used in halacha, generally speaking, achshavei means that by doing the activity that you did, which others would not give it a significance, but you went ahead and did it, you went out of your way and did this so-called insignificant act, and you gave it a significance, that gives it a chashivis, which would make it consequential in the eyes of the halacha. For example, says Rav Moshe, let's say you have this particular food, nobody would eat it less than a kazayas, no normal people don't see it as choshev, less than a kazayas. You went ahead and ate it less than a kazayas, you gave it a significance and will have consequence according to Torah law, and that's what the Ritva should hold. But that will be true, says Rav Moshe, it will be simply false that what the Ritva says, that since the korban is a shoygeg, therefore it doesn't have the achshavei. Why, Dr. Rav Moshe? You're a shoygeg on the iser component of the act. You were unaware of the fact that the act is usser, but you saw good and well what it was. You saw this little piece of meat on the table, you had no idea it was really chaylev or whatever it is. But others would consider this act of eating this little mashahut to be insignificant act. You went ahead and gave it significance by going ahead and eating it. So you mashed the act. Where the fact that you happen to be unaware of the fact that this was osir rather than mutter, it doesn't have any difference, says Rav Moshe, as far as giving the act chashivas. But gave the act chashivas says that it's an insignificant little tiny piece of meat, and you went ahead and gave it a chashivas and ate it. So even if you're shanging, the chashivas was given by virtue of eating the mashu. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, if the Ravo be right, we really should have an achshavei on a kol shu to mechayev korban as well. And Rav Moshe says it's a tzorochi and godel. He leaves this. He doesn't even answer the question. Tzorochi and godel, what it was says that there's no achshavei on a shegig act in terms of generating a korban. Rav Moshe says the case he would say against the Ritva that has no achshavei is a simple case. A person was planning and eating an entire huge piece of meat. He thought it's meat. It's really chaylev. Planning eating a whole piece, and it's much more than a kazayas, and he stops after a mashu. So there, there's certainly no akshavei, Zokta Moshe. That's more like that. Akshavei is only when you're coming to eat a tiny little piece, knowing it's a tiny little piece. Over here, I was going to eat a huge amount. I just got to stop after one little tiny mashu. So there's certainly no akshavei. Mashenkin with Vos case, where you see the tiny little piece, and you went and ate it as a mashu, just gratis, you were unaware of the iser status of the meat, that is not a siba, says Rav Moshe, to take away the akshavei. He doesn't see why the Vos says there's no akshavei as far as a ma'isa, achilas, shayigeg, just because he was shayigeg on the iser, and therefore doesn't generate a korban with a koshu. So Rav Moshe actually leaves this with a tzorchi and godel on the Ritva. Now, this is a very, very big kasha on the Ritva. If you leave with a kasha, the Ritva is going to have no pshat. The Boruch Tam, the Sefer Boruch Tam, in the Shar HaKoil, a very choshevet achra, and the Boruch Tam, for a Boruch Frankel Tumim, says a teretz on this kasha. The Boruch Tam says a chiddish, though, and you have to miss boinin in the Boruch Tam's chiddish. The Boruch Tam tain is that the etzem fact that a person eats a little tiny mashuhu, he sees this the minute amount and he eats it, is not in and of itself an achshevei. People do that. They nibble a little bit, they see a little tiny piece, and they eat it. In and of itself, that's not machshiv, and it gives it significance. What gives it significance, says the Baruch Tam, is the fact that you were aware of the fact that the Torah had a way to address this piece of meat. The Torah actually asked it. And you went ahead and overrode that iser because you decided, you know what, I'm going to eat this. This is important for me to do. I'm going to go ahead and eat this thing, even though the Torah addresses it in a negative manner. So if you went ahead and did that, that is what gives it the chashivas. The Meila zok the Baruch Tam, is a person who is amazed and sees that it's an iser and knows that the Torah has addressed it negatively, you shouldn't be eating it, he eats it anyway. So there, even though it's a tiny amount, you give it a chashivas, and that's the achshavei of Reb Shimon of the Ritva here, and you get malchus. Mashenkin, the person with a shoygeg, doesn't even see the prohibited nature of the meat. So it's time you saw a little tiny piece and you nibbled it and you ate it down. In and of itself, that doesn't give it a chashivas to the act, and that's why there's no Kol Shehu generating a korban b'shoyegeg according to Rav Shimon. That's the Baruch Tam's vort. And Be'emes, the Baruch Tam, based on this, actually says a very, very important and remarkable chiddush on this later, which is, as we'll see later, the Baruch Tam holds that Rav Shimon's shita has to be miyusud on the shita of Yechanon in Masechta Yuma, the chatzi shir of Osam HaTorah. Now, as you know, we'll talk about this a little bit later, there's a tremendous machloikis between Rav Yechanon and Rish Lakish and Masechta Yuma, where the chatzi shir is Osam HaTorah, Osad Rabbanon. A person as whatever you do a chatzi shir, but let's say for our context, a person eats a tiny piece in a velo, it's less than a kezias. Are you over a Torah level violation or a rabbinic level violation? It's only a chatzi shir, it's not a shir shom, it's not a whole kezias. According to Shemesh Lachash Shita in 8th Perek of Yuma, the halacha is that that's only a seder abonon, it doesn't have a kezias. According to Biyach, and we paskin like a chatzi shir is osam ha-tayri, he has a special ribui hakrof from Kol Chaylev, and we'll talk about it a little later. Special ribui that's marbe, that is a Torah level violation, no consequence, no malchus or anything, because we don't pass like Rav Shimon. So therefore, there's no malchus on a mashu, we don't call it Rav Shimon. Nonetheless, there is a Torah level violation. The Baruch Tam has to hold, and this is actually a big chiddush, and the Baruch Tam actually speaks it out, as we'll see later on, that the Baruch Tam says that this din of achshavei of Rav Shimon, the way the Ritva explains it, is based on the fact that the person knowingly went ahead and did an Isor, which the Torah recognizes as an Isor, and he overrode the Torah Isor and ate it anyway. And that gives it a chashivas to the act. Well, that's only if you hold, like Rabbi Yechanan, that chatzi shir is also not Torah. According to Rish Lakish, what was the Torah Isor that you overrode? It was a tiny minute amount. It's not even Isor on the Torah level at all. So what did you override? Nothing. So that's why the Baruch Tam Pidarkoi has to hold, which he does say later on, that Rav Shimon here is based on Chatzi Shir Osam HaTorah. I want to repeat this concisely to make it clear, because it's important to get this clear for the purpose of the ensuing discussion. We have two entirely distinct sugyas in Shas, which Kipshutai are very distinct, but the Baruch Tam connects them in some manner. Let's speak that out. In Masechta Yuma in the 8th Perek, the Gemara brings down a machloikas of Yechon Rish Lakish of Chatzi Shir Osam HaTorah. The question that Yechon Rish Lakish argue about has nothing to do with Malkus and nothing to do with Rav Shimon of our sugya. Both of them agree that we go like the Chachamim, and we don't give Malkus for a Mashu. You have to eat a Shir Shalom, or do a Shir Shalom, or the complete requisite amount, in order to get the Malkus. They're discussing whether a person who consumes or does a tiny amount of some Isur, Torah, some Torah-level Isur, is he at least over a Torah-level violation, even though they won't be Malkus, and there won't be a Torah consequence. And we happen to pass on like Rosh Yechanan over there, that there is a Torah-level violation. Masha Enkain, the sugya here, which is Rosh Shimon, who we don't paskin like, Rav Shimon is saying much, much more than Rav Yochanan Rosh Lakish. He is saying the koshu l'malkus. He's saying that a person consumes a Torah level amount, a koshu amount of a Torah is going to get malkus. That nobody holds like, and that's a different shita. That's Rav Shimon shita, but the Baruch Tam is mechadesh, a chiddush of his own, which others don't even hold like. And the Baruch Tam says that Rav Shimon here has founded, is based on the shita of Yochanan and Masechta Yuma. Only if I hold like Rabbi Yochanan and Yuma that the Torah addressed the Issa Kol Shehu and said that there's a Torah level violation in it, based on Kol Chelev, based on Exeris HaKotah that the Gemara quotes in Masechta Yuma. Only once I hold that way and I know that the person is knowingly involving himself and doing this Torah level violation on this Mashehu of Echilah's Issa that he's eating, and he knows that he's getting into that, says the Baruch Tam. That's what's Machshev, the Ma'isa, that it gives it a significance, because he knows he's knowingly getting into Torah level violation and knowingly overriding it anyway. That's what gives the act of Hashivas, and thereby then you'll trigger the Ritvaz Din here that according to Shimon, you'll master the act, and thereby you'll get a Malkus. The Chazon Ish, however, has a fundamentally different understanding of the Ritva, according to which it would be unnecessary to come on to the saying that Rav Shimon is based upon Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Chatzi Shir, also Min HaTorah. The Chazon Ish writes that there is a basic distinction between the Torah's consequences for someone who does an Aveira B'mezid and the Torah's consequences for someone who does an Aveira B'shoigeh. If a person does an Aveira B'mezid, he gets punished, Zok the Chazon Ish, for the merid, for the act of rebelling against the Rebbein Shalom, and get your punishment, which in this case is Malkus. If a person does an Aveira B'shoigeh, however, and he brings a korban, the korban is not a consequence of the merida against the Rebbein Shalom, because there was no rebellion, he did a B'shoigeh. Over there, the korban is a consequence of the act, the Maisa Isur that the individual did. The Meilos of the Chazon Ish, the Kavanah of the Ritva, is that by a Mezid, where the Malkus is for the Merida, the rebellion, the Ritva holds that if the person rebelled in a oifin of eating just a small bit, you still have the concept of rebelling, being moired against the Tziva Hashem. Meila, Rav Shimon held that even if he didn't eat a particular shear, the etzem act of merida that the individual did, the rebellious act, is enough to mechayev the malchus. That's all by a mezid, by malchus, where the oinish is for the merida, the rebellion against the ibishter. Mashein came by a shoigeg, where the consequence, which is korban, is not for the merida, but for the maise isur. There we go with the algam into the regular rules for maise isur, which is that it doesn't have the chashivas of a maise isur unless the individual was choyte b'kezayas, he ate a kezayas of it. Meila, just like according to Shimon, just like according to anybody else, you only bring the carbon if you ate b'kezayas. That's the Chazon Ish's understanding. It's definitely a chiddush, though, according to the Chazon Ish, that the Edvo used the word achshaveh for this concept, which really, according to the Chazon Ish, is based upon a distinction between the idea of merid, rebellion, which underlies the punishment of Malkus, and the idea of Maisa Isur, which is what underlies the Din Havoas Korban. In Toisis, Avodah Zorah Daf Samaches, Toisis brings down the Shita of Rabbeinu Yochor Mikinoin. Rabbeinu Yochor Mikinoin said, we find that according to certain Shitas Hatanoim, we have the Din of Mishras, which teach us Heter Mitztaref L'Isser. So if I have a small quantity of Isur together with another quantity of Heter, according to those Shitas, I eat them together, and if the two together make up the requisite shear, I'm going to get the Oynish. The Shaila dealt with by Rabbeinu Yochor Mikinon was, according to Rabbi Shimon, would I have ever had any need for the Din of Mishras, which teaches Heter Mitztaref L'Isser? Given that Rabbi Shimon holds that Kol Shehu L'Malkus, a Kol Shehu sufficient for Malkus anyway, where would it ever come up, according to Rabbi Shimon, that I need the Din of Mishras to teach me the Heter and the Isra Mitztaref to the Shir Kezayas, if any have a Kol Shehu suffices for a Malkus? Rabbeinu Yochor Mikinon said that in fact Rabbi Shimon does need the Din of Mishras, because he said Rav Shimon's shita is only dafka kesheho isur be'en avoloi al yedei ta'aruvis, only if the isur is intact unto itself independent. Then I say that a mashu who is mechayev malkus according to Rav Shimon. Mashenkin, if it's mixed with something else, I don't say the din of Rav Shimon koshul malkus, and then I need the din of heter mitzdaraf le'iser. That's a minyoka mikinen, and Taisis over there brings in a bini peretz that strongly rejects this. And bini peretz tainis that there's no difference whatsoever. If Rav Shimon holds that koshu is the malchus, there shouldn't be a chiluk, whether it's betar ruvus or not. At any event, we have the din of tam ki'ikar, a well-known din in Shas that tells me that as long as I can taste the chiluk le'iser, it's choshev in the taruvus. So why should I say that Rav Shimon Shita doesn't apply of koshu le'malchus just because it's in a taruvus? The Baruch Tam, Alpi Darkoi, explains that actually we could explain it b'nei Yokar Mekinen very well by saying that he has the same shita, the same opinion as that of the Ritva here. To bring it to this point, the Baruch Tam points out that according to Kama Poiskim, we find that the din of Chatzi Shir, also in HaToyra, which is how we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Yuma, that Chatzi Shir is enough to create a Torah-level Isur. Remember, that's even without Rav Shimon. We paskin a Chatzi Shir creates an Isur Torah. And that din is only when the Chatzi Shir is be'en, intact unto itself. But now when the Chatzi Shir is betaruvos, in an admixture, then it's less choshev when we don't say Chatzi Shir osman HaToyra. That's what we find according to a number of Poiskim in Zot the Baruch Tam. The way I explain Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon is based upon the wantonly and willfully going ahead and violating the Chatzis Shir Osman HaTorah, so that you machshev the Achila such that it overrides the Issa Torah of Chatzis Shir, that gives it a Chashivas and it gives it a Malchus. The way I explained it, says the Baruch Tam, the din of Rav Shimon would be inapplicable, but Taruvus, if I hold it, no Chatzis Shir Osman HaTorah by a Taruvus, since over the whole din of Rav Shimon, the way I explained it, the way I explained the Ritva, is based on the fact that the person was machshev the Achilas so much that it override the Torah level Chatzis Shir Osman HaTorah. Since Besoich HaTaruvus, we find that according to many Poiskim, there is no Din Chatzis Shir Osman HaTorah, therefore the Achila doesn't have the Achshevei quality to it. It doesn't show the person was Machshev it so much that he override Issa Torah. Faket, there was no Issa Torah within a Taruvus, and consequently, Bnei Yochar works there very well. The Shimon Shita does not apply because no Achshevei, and there's no Kol Shel Malchus when the Isser is B'Taruvus. That's the Baruch Tam's explanation of Bnei Yochar. The truth is, Bnei Yochar Shita is explained actually rather simply, without all the complexity, by the Beis HaLevi, who says very simply and differently. The Beis HaLevi says that Rav Yochar could be based on this Ritva, and could be based upon the fact that the Shimon Shita is based on Achshevei, and that the Beis HaLevi is there push it. If the Isser is intact by itself, the person was obviously machshev that component by eating it, because why else did you eat it? That's all that there was. So obviously, a small amount of Issa, you ate that, you were machshev it, and therefore you get a kol shel malchus according to Rav Shimon. Masha Inkin with Pesach HaTaruvus, who says in being machshev the Issa component by eating this admixture, maybe you meant to eat the greater part of the Taruvus, and that was the reason why you ate it. The fact that you ate the Taruvus doesn't demonstrate that you're machshev the Issa. Maybe you ate the greater part, despite the fact that it was an Issa, you're not machshev the Issa by eating the whole Taruvus, and consequently, if you hold like the Ritva that Rabbi Shimon Koshu L'Malkos are based on Achshevei, so that the base of Levi ben Yochar makes perfect sense that Achshevei would not apply when you just ate the Issa with Besoch HaTa'aruvus. Another place where this Ritva's discussion comes up is Benegeya to a Shaila that's discussed actually by Kama Achroinim, which is Benegeya to what Rabbi Shimon is going to hold Benegeya to Mitzvah HaSei. Thus says, let's say a person only has a half a kezias of matzah on Pesach night, or whatever it is, a very small amount of korban Pesach on Pesach time, doesn't have a kezias of Pesach. So would we say, according to Shimon, that just like he holds with regard to the negative violations, with regard to Isurim, that koshu is sufficient to engender a malchus, not like the Rabbanon who hold you need a kezias, maybe Rav Shimon will also hold l'kula b'negeit mitzvah say, that whereas we pass on the halacha, you have to have a kezias of matzah, you have to have a kezias of Pesach, and so on and so forth, maybe Rav Shimon holds that a kezias, a mashu is sufficient to be Yotze, Matzah, Karban Pesach, and etc. This question is discussed by multiple Achroinim. Most Achroinim, although not all, as we'll see, hold that Shimon does not apply to Mitzvah Seh, but this is not universally agreed upon. Now, the truth is, if I hold that Shimon is based upon Achshevei, when, particularly if I hold like the Sfora that we said of from some Achroinim, that you were Machshevei so much to the point that even though there was some Isser involved, you still ate it, right? That's how the Baruch Tam explains it. Well, if that's what it takes to engender a Shimon's din, to create an Achshevei, and therefore get you a kosher of Malchus, you don't have any parallel to that, Benegeya to the positive mitzvah same. I mean, a person eats a small amount of matzah is no big deal. At any event, the worst thing, there's no loss to that. The first case scenario, you didn't do a thing and you just ate a little bit of matzah, there's no loss. It's not like a person who ate a small amount of neveilo or something, where at there, even in the worst case scenario, even without Rav Shimon, you ate over an isatir of chatzis shir and consequently being machshev it. And in fact, that's why one could certainly argue that according to that understanding of achshevei, Rav Shimon would not apply to a mitzvah say? And in the Maitzah, I saw in the Machne Chaim that he actually gives this exact reason. The Machne Chaim Taka says that you don't have the ritvos achshavei by a case of mitzvah say, because there's no loss. At any event, it's just a harmless eating of a little nothing, if it won't be a mitzvah say. Mainly, there's no chashivas, no achshavei to the pool that you did, and that's why, according to Rav Shimon, there will be no kiyum a mitzvah say on a part of a kazayas. You have to eat the whole kazayas to fulfill the mitzvah, even according to Rav Shimon. The Shakasari, however, who's another famous name on this shayla of what Rav Shimon holds when they get to a mitzvah say, b'kolshu, the Shakasari does not go with this reason of the Machne Chaim. The Shakasari says something else, which is a little bit sosum, not fully apparently mochrach. The Shakasari says that based on what Tosfos says in Masechta Shavuos that we quote before, that Tosfos says there's a distinction in loisa says in Isurim, b'negeir to the regular loisa say and the koreis, where we know that according to the way Tosfos explains it, that it, even according to Shimon, it would take a sheer shalem in order to get the koreis violation or the korban, which is based upon koreis. So the moment that I make this distinction between the regular loyos say and the chorus, you see, we make chalukim within Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not in gans and muchlot, that every single time we always say the koshu is equivalent to a shir shalom. And once there's no hachlota, no absoluteness to Rosh Hashanah shita, then we could very well say, and quite likely, or whatever it is, very big noita to say, that you don't find in Rosh Hashanah that a chatzishu will be sufficient, or kosher will be sufficient to be yotzei mitzvah say. Fashteitzich doesn't sound like a svara mochrachas. I mean, Tosfos just says b'negeir to koreis that Rosh Shimon's kosher will be insufficient. He doesn't say anything about mitzvah say. The Shagasai's point is simply that according to Rosh Shimon, you have to examine each sug, each category of b'nei atzmoi, and we don't find anywhere in the Shas, obviously, that Rosh Shimon is going to hold that a kosher is sufficient for asay, and the way that Tosfos explains it, you can't extrapolate from loisasi to asay. At any rate, the Shagasai is not working with the ritvos svara of achshavei. He's working with the countering understanding, the opposite, the different understanding of Tosfos and Shavuos, that it's a question of simply categorizing by category, by sug. Rosh Shimon doesn't hold, according to Tosfos, of the din of Kol Shul Malkus or Kol Shul Oynish B'negeir to Koreis, and who are then we wouldn't find. A mocker, so the Shagasai, according to this, that Rosh Shimon would hold that a Kol Shul is sufficient in mitzvah say. Then Mr. Moshe Feinstein, the Igus Moshe, was asked this question. He has a tshuva on it, whether a Chatzi Shir, according to Rosh Shimon, would be sufficient for mitzvah say. And Moshe actually writes that he says that he believes in according to all the time, both according to the Dvo as well as according to Tosfos, there's really no we would not say that according to Rav Shimon, a Kol Shul is sufficient for mitzvah say. Interestingly, Rav Moshe supports this by assuming over there that even according to Tosfos' understanding, the Shita of Rav Shimon, that Kol Shul Malkus is really miyusud, is really based upon the fact that we find the Chatzi Shir is anyhow awesome in a Torah. So it has it's addressed by the Torah and prohibited by the Torah, even without Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon held that once we find the Chatzi Shir is addressed by the Torah, and this is based on the ribui of Kol Chayla, which Rabbi Yochanan brings in the 8th parak of Yuma. So Rav Shimon held that from that ribui I would take not just an Isur, but even an entire Ones Shalem of Malkus. So Rav Moshe writes clearly over there, an interesting thing, Bechlal, that even according to Rav Shimon, I need to found to base myself upon the fact that I found a pre-existing Isur in the Torah of Kol Shul, at least being Osir in the Torah, Kol Chaylev. Rav Shimon expands upon that, says Rav Moshe, to give it even a bit of Malkus. So Rav Moshe apparently assumes in that Shuvah, and we'll talk a little about this, Blinetta coming up, that mitzvah says don't have any din of Chatzi Shir. It's not like if I lack a Shir Shalom of Matzah, I'll just eat a little bit Matzah on Pesach night. I lack a Shir Shalom of Korban Pesach, I'll eat a Mashu Korban Pesach. Rav Moshe assumes that there's no such thing, like we'll see. And in Mela, therefore, he says that Rav Shimon doesn't really have the starting point by mitzvah says to generate a din of Chatzi Shir or Kol Shul being sufficient to be Yitzah mitzvah say, because mitzvah says don't have the starting point of Xeas HaKos of Kol Chaylev. They don't have a starting point of Chatzi Shir Osman Atir. Rav Moshe feels, he says that there's really a riot to this. He says like this, Be'emes we find throughout Masech Tepsochem, one of the big topics in Masech Tepsochem, is a Zokhe and a Choyla, a person is unable to eat the Korban Pesach, in the Ochel Ochel Kazayas, that individual is part of the Korban Pesach, he's not allowed to be part of the Minyan, part of the Minyan that's Nimna on the Korban Pesach, because they're unable to eat the Kazayas. Zotir Moshe, well, that's because we obviously hold the Halacha, that the Shir Achil of Korban Pesach is B'Kazayas, so if you can't eat the Kazayas, then you're not able to be, you're not called an Oichel, and therefore you can't be nimna part of the minion of the Pesach. What would be according to Rav Shimon's etymology? We don't find anywhere in the entire Masechta Pesachim that the Gemara suggests that Rav Shimon fundamentally has a different understanding of this halacha. And Rav Moshe says, well, even a zaken or a choyla could surely eat a mashu. I mean, how much does it take to eat a mashu already? A tiny bit. So a zaken or a choyla, according to that, would be able to be part of the minion. They'll have a din of la'oichlov. They'll be one of the oichlov of the Korban Pesach, which is going to fundamentally change many, many din in Masechta Pesachim. And the Gemara never has any zecha to this. Anywhere in the Masechta, he says to him, it's clear that this is, it brings out the point that Mitzvah says, for example, over there, the Chizuk Korban Pesach, Rav Shimon is maskim, he agrees that it's b'kesayis, and therefore, you see this yesoid that the din koshul malchus of Rav Shimon doesn't apply to Mitzvah says. Rav Moshe concludes by giving an example of following them. What happens if a person is eating a large amount of an Isur according to Rav Shimon, and they were Hisru boy, I'll call Mashahu. So let's, for example, let's say a person's eating a large amount of Isur, and he gets a separate warning by Eidim, a separate Hasra by Eidim on every single Kazayas. But there the halacha is clear in a number of places in Shas, that you loika on every single Kazayas because the Hasra is a Machalkois, and since you were warned individually on each Kazayas, so therefore each Kazayas is an individual, independent violation, you get separate Malkos for each Kazayas. But what would be is that the Moshe, if the individual was warned independently by the Eidim every single koshu, so he was warned multiple times within the first kezayas, would you say that according to Shimon, the person is going to get multiple malkios, just like Lidinan, we're going to hold that way if the eight several kezayasim with a hasra on each. So the Maishi says, actually, he would say that depends on the machloikas of Ritva against Toises. Because if I hold like the Ritva, the whole svar of Shimon is based on achshave, which is a very small amount, and you went ahead and achshave by eating it, so therefore, you're going to get malkos for that. So the Maishi, that's fine if it was a small amount. Mashenkin, if it was quite a large amount and you're eating a large amount, then the holding kosher malchus wouldn't even come up according to Rav Shimon because there's no achshavei. Where's the achshavei? You just ate a big piece. There's not a special achshavei. There, Rav Shimon would agree to us and it would be actually the shear would be measured based upon kazeisim, the same as we do according to Ritva. Mashenkin, the hold the chokum on Ritva, says in Moshe, like Tosis, for example, then there's just exerts a cost of according to Rav Shimon, a special din according to Rav Shimon, that you go, each kosher is sufficient in his choshev for the purpose of malchus. And the din of kezayis was said for kores, so for korbonus, like we said before. So Meila, according to Tosis, it really is going to follow that if the person ate, let's say, one kezayis and got multiple hasrois within the kezayis, they would get multiple malkios, according to the opinion of Tosis. The one achron I saw who actually suggested, according to Rav Shimon, there would be a fulfillment of a mitzvah say, no, zakim gomor of a mitzvah say, even with the kolshu, for example, of achilas matzah v'lo pesach, is Iksav Sofer. Iksav Sofer clears this question about whether, according to Rav Shimon, you need a shir shalom, a kazayas for matzah v'lo pesach and the like. And the Ksav Sefer writes that he believes that according to the opinion of the Ritva, that the din is based on achshavei, the din of Rav Shimon. He says he thinks that there is an achshavei over here. A person went ahead, he went out of his way, and he took a tiny amount of matzah and ate it. What did you accomplish? It's a tiny amount. It must be, why'd you go out of your way to eat it? It must be a meim achshavit. And therefore, consequently, the act of eating this tiny amount, specifically in the tzura of an achilas mitzvah, the tzman of the mitzvah, shows he gave it a chashivas, and he believes, the Ksav Sefer believes that according to the achshavei would be triggered according to Rav Shimon, and you will get a mitzvah shleima, an absolute kim mitzvah under Shimon b'kolshu. He says according to Tosis, who argues in the Ritva, he's not sure. Tosis doesn't have anything with achshavei. According to Tosis, it's really just a shayla of categorizing, like we said. Regular loisa says l'kolshu is sufficient, and chorus and Korban, which is based on chorus, that you need to have a shir shalem. So the Ksav Sefer says one could clear, he leaves it with a suffix according to Tosis, what would be the categorization of Mrs. Assays according to the opinion of Tosis. What I categorize them like regular lois assays, which maybe you would, and maybe you get a key of mitzvah according to Rav Shimon with a even a mashu. Or do you say that no, it's not like a lois assays are different, perhaps it's somehow similar to chorus in this regard, and therefore maybe it would be not fulfilled the mitzvah of mitzvah say matzah, whatever it is, because shul afir Shimon, and that part, that shiloh according to Das HaTosis, Ksav Sefer leaves it a suffix, but he does fear noise and say that he believes that no matter how you learn up, even in Tosis, and you're not sure, maybe even according to Shimon, it would be not a kiyum shalom, a complete kiyum of the mitzvah. He says he believes that a kopanu k'tzas mitzvah kovid, and that's side from Shimon, that's stamazoi, a person, just like we find Zokter, that a person who has a sheer shalom of matzah, he has to eat all the matzah, hokazayas of matzah to fulfill the mitzvah. Matzah of Pesach, Kesayas Mor, etc., and the like. So a person only has a kolshu, a person only has a chatzi shir. So a chatzi shir would be a mitzvah fulfillment of the mitzvah. This gets you into a big machloekas achroinim, and actually the Ksav Sefer Tzeichen Su, he's mitzayin the Shari Tshuva on the page of the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, who actually brings down the Shailen Achronim on this. It's a big question, a big Shailen Achronim, that we know that we said before, we pass like a Birchon and Yuma, Chatzi Shir is also about HaTorah by Yisurim. Well, is there a parallel then by mitzvahs? A person only has a small amount of a mitzvah. Should he do the small amount and get the chatzi shir of the mitzvah? Do you have that or not? We mentioned before that Moshe seems to assume as a given there's no din a chatzi shir of a mitzvah. Ksav Sefer actually accepts there is a din a chatzi shir of a mitzvah, and Ksav Sefer is mitzayin and the Shari Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch, which is in Siman Tofai and Hei in Hilchas Matzah, where the Shari Tshuva over there brings in actually a machlokes achronim on this thing. And the Shari Tshuva brings down actually this shaila from the Shvus Yankiv that a person in a little Pesach only has a half gezayas matzah. Nothing more than that. Does he have a chiyuv to eat the half kezias at chatzi shir of a mitzvah and get a partial mitzvah, even though he won't get the whole thing? And the Shvus Yankiv says absolutely not. In chayev le'ech le'klal. Why? Because the Torah says about erev toichlu matzahs and achilu bekezias mashma. In other words, to the extent that they have a ribui hakro and a chiddush by yisurim, that is going to be then a chatzi shir of the Torah is fine. But other than that, we're talking about now about assays, and we have to just go with the default. The Torah says erev toichlu matzahs and achilu is always mashma kezias, and less than that is not a kiyum at all. That's the Shvus Yankiv. The Shari Tshuva, however, is mitzayin that the Chidah in the Sefer Machzik Bracha says that no, that just like you find the Chatzishir Osman Atayr, so it's Osir in the Torah level, so too with regard to mitzvahs, Al Koponim Ktsas Mitzvah Ika, that there is a small amount of a mitzvah and the Torah level, and therefore a person should eat what he has. And so you see, it's really our Machloikas in the earlier Achroinim, brought down by the Shari Tshuva. The Chelkas Yoyev discusses this question and brings down interesting Raya from Ritva. And Yuma Daf Lametes, the Ritva that they discuss the Gemara there that talks about that Kol Kai Hain Shemagia Kapul Hatznu Moishchin Yadayim, etc. It talks about after Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, so there was an Me'ero that was Nishlach B'Lechem upon him, that there was Rachman Otzlan, a kind of a curse that was in the Lechem upon him because the people were not on the High Madrega. So over there, it says at that point that a Kayan that only got a pull the size of a bean, that Tznu Moishchin Yadayim, that Tznuin wouldn't even eat it at all. So Ritva says over there like this, that Davka Kohen Shemagia Kapol. That's talking specifically, says the Ritva, that that's only a Kohen that gets the size of a pole, the size of a bean, which is less than a Kezias. If you get a Kezias, so he says actually Mashman Rashi brings Rishayim that a Meduyuk, that the Kohen would for sure eat. Even after Shimon HaTzadik Ptira, it was Me'ir B'lechem upon him, it makes no difference. The Kezias, Avada, any Kohen would eat. It's just a question of what a Kohen would do when he got the size of a pole. What's the difference? Zok the Ritva, because Kezias, Yesh Mitzachila loy hoy moishin etem kezayas has a mitzachila that they did not withdraw their hands. Well, pull loy hoy some mitzachila. Besides a bean, besides any kezayas, there is no mitzachila. So you really see pretty clearly in the Ritva that it seems that there is actually no mitzachila. I mean, the way we're saying, according to the opinion of the Chidah and the Machzik Bracha, it's not accurate to say there's no mitzachila. While it's true that you don't have a mitzvah shleim, but there's a partial mitzvah in it. So why wouldn't the kohen need a tattoo to get the partial mitzvah? Let him eat the pole. So it's mashma the Ritva like the choil. Says the Chelkas Yoyav that there's actually no mitzvah at all in Achila, in a mitzvah, Achila's mitzvah, which for example, Echa Ponim is Achila's mitzvah, if it doesn't have the requisite shear of a Kezias. One last point in the Das of Shimon, the Chuvis Maharshag in Chelakimot brings down from the Maharshal and the Mahari Ben Lev, that's two Gedoyla Kadmoinim, early Achroinim, very great Gedoylim. Maharshal and Mahari Ben Lev, they both said the same Chiddush. They both tie in that according to Shimon, just like he's going to hold it, a Kol Shehu is sufficient for Malkus, so likewise, in the same exact manner, and Achila Shaloi Kederach Hanoah would also be sufficient to give you Malkus. Now, that's a tremendous Chiddush. We pass in that Achila Shaloi Kederach Hanoah is Nismayit, there's the Sugis and Psochem about this thing, it's not called the Issa Deraisa, to eat in a non-ordinary manner, out of the ordinary way of eating, and we hold that that's not a Deraisa, but the Gedoilim that we mentioned, the Marshal and the Meir Ben Lev, they hold that if Shimon held that a Koshu is sufficient for the Malkus, then even a tiny amount of kol shehu is enough, then who adin shleka derech hano would also be nisa derais and would get the Malkus according to Shimon. Now the Shoyel and the Chuvas Maharshag said that that's actually something that's negela halacha. He said an enormous, extraordinary chiddush, that he said that if the Maharshal and the Meir Ben Lev held like that, then he gave it to Shimon, who holds the kol shehu Malkus, it really ought to follow then that we hold chatzi shir osam and atayra. So even if it won't be a Malkus, but chatzi shir, your person eats a mashu vis, there is even a Torah level violation. So, It's a mamash, it's a Torah, it's just no Malkus. So he says that's the case. So just like the Marshal said that a person each shalokeder hanor gets Malkus according to Shimon because it's them to a koshu, so to we should hold there's a Torah level violation eating shalokeder hanor because it's them to a koshu, and it should follow that the Marshal held that eating shalokeder in the not ordinary manner out of the ordinary way ought to be at least a Torah level isur, even if Lididan is no Malkus, because the Medame it's a chatzi shir osman atayr. Mashag totally rejects this. He says that's not correct at all. Avad Lididan, there's no Issa deraisa in eating shaloka derech hanor. The Marshal would never disagree with that. Rather, the Pshat the Marshal and the Mashag, he says, and there's a chronim, he's following on this, that they're really based on the Ritva of Achshave. In other words, the concept over there is that granted you did something which a normal person would not give chashivas to, but you are Machshivit, and therefore the Torah consequences to it by virtue of the fact that you gave it a significance, a chashivas. That's true about a Mashahu. A normal person wouldn't eat, but you went ahead and ate it, and therefore there's Torah consequences according to Hashem, you get Malkus. And the same thing is likewise true according to the Marshal and Mari Balev by Shaloika Derech Hano. No person would not eat in such a manner. It's not called the usual eating if you eat Shaloika Derech. Masha'in came, since you went ahead and did it, you were Machshivit, you went out of your way and you did this act of abnormal act of eating. So you gave it a Chashivit, a significance, and that's why the Marshal and Mari Balev held that according to Rav Shimon, the Achshivit principle would apply, and therefore you get Malkus. Says the Marshal, that works very well, but again, to Rav Shimon Shita, which the Ritva tells us, according to his opinion, is based on Achshavei. Masha Enkin to Nechatzi Shir Osman Atayr Lididan, that we happen to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Yuma, the Chatzi Shir is a Torah level Isser, that has nothing to do with Achshavei at all, which it certainly does not. It's based upon Exeas HaKosav of Chol Chaylev, and there's a whole sugya about the details at this point. Be that as it may, it's certainly not an issue of Achshavei giving it a special Chashivas to it, and consequently, therefore, just because we hold that a Chatzi Shir is Osman Atayr, is not at all a Siba to assume that we would extrapolate and hold the same way, according to Mashal, that Shaloika Derech Hanor is likewise Osman Hatir. And Mashag is certainly a very, very strong point. But I just want to mention that the truth is that what the Mashag says, that the Mashal is based upon the din of Achshavei, although it makes sense, and there's a chen that say it, if you look at the Mashal inside, there's really no mention of this at all in the Mashal. The Mashal is in the Chochma Shleim and Shvuz Chof Gimel. And the truth is, over there, what he extrapolation that he makes, that if Rav Shimon holds that if Mashu is enough for Malkus, then who had Shalika Derech Hanor is enough for Malkus, seems to be based on some kind of Havana that he had, that a Mashu is so inferior, if that can give you Malkus according to Rav Shimon, then Shalika Derech Hanor is inferior, or to give you Malkus too according to Rav Shimon. There's no remez at all over there that is based upon any kind of Havana of Achshavei, and therefore the Shoyl's argument is hard to dismiss totally outright, to dismiss it out of hand. On the other hand, if you accept what the Marshag says, based on some achronim that the Marshal was based on Achshavei, by eating Shaloika Derech Hanor, you are Machshavit, and that's why according to Shimon is Malkus, then obviously it wouldn't have any nafka min la halacha at all outside of Rav Shimon. There's not way to hold like Rav Shimon, and we don't hold there's any kind of special idea of Chashivas that you gave it just because of the fact that you ate the Achila Shaloika Derech. The Mishnah later in the Omud has several examples of different Isurim that a person does which generate Malkus, and the Gemara did an extensive sugi with many drashos to bring out the fundamentals, the drashos in the Torah that show you that there's Malkus for all of these Isurim. The first Isur in the Mishnah that gets you Malkus is Ho'echel Bikurim Achalekora Aleihem. That's the person that ate Bikurim without having recited the Mikra Bikurim upon the Bikurim. And there's a mitzvah in the Torah, beginning of Parshat Kisavoy, when you bring the Bikurim, you give it to the Kohen eats it, and you have to first recite it. The Bailam recites a special Mikra Bikurim, a special Parsha, which is mentioned in the Chumash. And with that, if they eat, the Bikurim gets eaten before the Kriya, then there's a Malkus for that. I think more extensively that gets into exactly the source for that. We'll talk a little bit about it coming up. Rashi over here, in the beginning of the Mishnah, says, what does it mean, Achaloi Kora Alehin? So Rashi says, Arami Oived Ovi V'cholu, of the Gemara, Yalef Heichan Husa. Now, this is actually a very big chiddush that there should be a loisa say for this. Where's the loisa say? So, we'll talk about a blinet a little bit in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a loisa say for this thing. However, the truth is, the Achroinim ask on this, where do we really, is it really true that the Mikra Bikurim begins with Arami Ovi like the Mishnah said, like Rashi says here in the Mishnah, is at the emes. The Mishnah Rishayna in the beginning of Bikurim is Mo'ireh, that the emes is that we find that not just the Pasuk in the Chumash, but also the Mishnayos and Masechta Bikurim, it's Mavur, that you don't start from a Rami Ovidov, you start before that earlier in the Pasha, from Higati Yom Lashem Alekachal, Kibosi El Ha'oretz, etc. And then after that, it says a Rami Ovidov, and really in the Mishnah it's Mavur, and based upon the Pashtas of the Pasuk in the Chumash, that you don't start from a Rami Ovidov, you start earlier, you say Higati Yom, speaking up before the Rabban Shalom, Kibosi El Ha'oretz, that the Ibishta gave us. So why would Rashi leave that out? The Mishnah Rishayna points out that it's not just Rashi here that says this thing about Rami David Avi, but the Pesha Mishnayis, La Rambam in Bikurim, also says the Mikra Bikurim begins with Rami David Avi, and so too does the Bar Tanura in the beginning of Masechta Bikurim. And really, that's Mamish, in other words, three Gedolei Olam, Rashi and the Pesha Mishnayis, La Rambam and the Bar Tanura, that all say that the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim starts from Rami David Avi, and it's really a Dover Tamura because it's not even true. It's against the Pesukim and the Chumash, and it's against what the Mishnah itself says later in Masechta Bikurim, that the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim doesn't start from day it starts from earlier. Now the Kli Chemda in Parshas Kisavoy has on this interesting shtickle on this, where he actually writes that he has a mahalach to get around the problem. He has a diuk on the Lashon of the Sefer Mitzvah Ram and the Chinuch. So you really up to Harbi Rishonim. The Mitzvah Ram and the Chinuch both mention the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, the recital that you recite when you bring the Bikurim, beginning from Va'anisa Va'amarta, etc. Arami Avidavi. In other words, that they all, and they're in the minyan mitzvahs. They might codify it as a mitzvah to start from Arami Avidavi. And the Kli Chemda says, what in the world is going on? Doesn't it start earlier than that? So from this, the Kli Chemda is medayeg that really, although it is true that the Torah says you start from Higati Yom Hashem Alekecha Gibosi Ha'oretz, the Kli Chemda claims that the Havon of the Rishonim was that that's a one-time thing when the Yidden got to the Oretz the first time. So the first time you bring the Bikurim, you say Higati Yom Hashem Alekecha Gibosi Ha'oretz. In other words, you're thanking Hashem for bringing you into the Oretz, and it's a special thing at that point. However, the mitzvah L'doyrois, the mitzvah starts from Rami Yavid Ovi. For all generations, the person who brings the Bikurim would just begin from Rami Yavid Ovi. This Kibosi El Ha'oretz is a special thing. Was said the first time they even got into the land, it was deraisa. It was only temporary for that one time. It's a mitzvah l'shoah. Fashteitzach, as you know, the Rishayim Amayinim mitzvah is l'doyrois. The Rambam writes that those are the only mitzvahs that include an entire yag, a mitzvah that I give for all of time, all of generations. And therefore, the Rishayim only begin from the Anisa Amarta, Rami Yavid Ovi. Now, Lamaisa Zokti, the Kli Chemda, really, you're going to argue that it's not even true at all. Because the Mishnah Bikurim Perek Gimel and the Rambam and the Yad and the Tosefta all bring down that the person, for all of time, the Doyrois, whenever the person brings Bikurim, he starts from Yigati Hashem Alekecha. So how could you possibly say this Chiddush that it doesn't start from Yigati Hashem Alekecha? Well, the Ma'is, it's codified in the Mishnah and the Rambam and the Tosefta, etc. So Zokt of Din, the Mishnah, the Kli Chemda, that although there is a halach to start from there, it's not a Din Deraisin, it's not a Chiluk of the Mitzvah. It's just a new, the Chazal Shtel Levek, that we Medama ourselves with the same Hakoras HaToiv and the same expression, the gratitude that the Yidden said the first time round when they got in Teretz Yisrael, and at that time it was a Maisa Mitzvah, and that was to start from to thank Hashem, Kibosi El Ha'oretz, etc. So it was codified by Chazal L'doyrois that we should say it that way for all of time, to start from thanking Hashem, Kibosi El Ha'oretz. But that's not because it's a Chelek of the Mitzvah Deraisa. The Mitzvah Deraisa is up there. That's what the Rambam's discussion is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Deraisa, that's Rechon in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, only starts from a Rami Yavidovi, like the Rambam says over there. And the Yad, the Rambam is telling you halacha l'maaseh, what a person would do when he brought Bikurim, and that's where over there he starts from, Higati Hayoyim, Kibosi El Ha'oretz. According to the Kli Chemda, obviously it works much, much better, the Rashi over here, and the Rishonim and Bikurim as well, and they all are codifying what the mitzvah is, particularly Rashi here, which that's what Rashi's discussion is about. The person ate Bikurim before fulfilling the mitzvah of the Mikra Bikurim, and Avada, you would have to get into what the core mitzvah is, what the Torah level mitzvah is, so Rashi Daka correctly, according to this understanding, begins with the Arami David Ovi. The Mishnah goes on, and it says in the Hemshech that another example of a loisa seim for which a person gets malchus is Hashoyver Eso Etzem BePesach HaToyah. That's a person who breaks the bone of a carbon Pesach, which is Torah, and there's a loisa say Etzem Leisish B'Roy Boy, we'll talk about it a little bit, and that's a loisa say to not break the bone of a carbon Pesach, which is Torah, and that's a reza loika arboim. However, the Mishnah says the converse, what happens if a person breaks the bone of a Pesach, which is Tomei, then ain't a loika arboim, then there's no din of Malchus on that. It sounds pretty straightforward, and Kipshutoi, as the Aruch Lanier points out, L'chaim would have said that the word Tomei in this Mishnah is just an example of any carbon Pesach, which is possible. The Tomei is an example of a Pesach, which is possible. But whatever it is, if the Pesach is possible, there is no lois say a shiras etzim to break the bone, and therefore there's no malchus. In fact, Dr. Aruch Lanier, if you look in Rashi here, Rashi says, a shaver etzim b'tomei, Dr. Rashi, g'damina b'psachim, the etzim l'sish b'ruboi, because shaver v'loi b'posel. So it seems to me, actually, before Kamat Lahedi in Rashi, that Tomei over here is just an example of a carbon which is pasul, and the klal is by any carbon pesach which is pasul, the halacha is no lois to say a shiras etz. However, the Aruch Lanier goes on to say a tremendous chiddush, which the truth is connected this pashtus simple reading of Rashi, as we just mentioned, that Aruch Lanier asked the kasha, say, if so, why does the Mishnah Taka say that the pesach atome it does no malchus arboim, there's no malchus for that? Let us just say pesach apostle, and it includes many other cases of pesach that is not tome. Just say a cloyistic, a general expression, if you break the bone of a pasul of Pesach, then there's no malchus. It's Zok the Aruch Lanier that he holds in his opinion that there's really two bazunder adinim. One is that you break the bone of a carbon Pesach which is pasul, there's no malchus. Two is you break the bone of a carbon Pesach which is tomei, there's no malchus, and that applies even if the being tomei doesn't pasul it. Why? What happens if it's a Pesach abo betumo? Right? There's a big sugi in Masechta Pesachim about this. When Rav Klaus will is tomei, the Kohenim are tomei, different cases in the sugi in Pesachim, the Pesach is bo betumo. Tumei is the chuyah betzibur, or Tumah is Hutra Betzibur. Different opinions, either Tzedis that the Din Korban Pesach overrides the Din of Tumah, or Tzedis that the Din of Pesach Tumah being a problem in a Pasus, it wasn't said at all. It's Hutra, Benegeh to a case of a Tzibur, Korban Pesach, and therefore, consequently, with the Pesach could be brought Betumah in a oifen that it's kosher, if the Tzibur is Tumah, it's a or the Kohenim of Tumah, it's a Korban Tzibur, it's brought Betumah. So over there, is there a Din of Shriya Setzim on that? And Zokta Aruch Lanier, the answer is no. That's what the Mishnah speaks out. That a shevet b'tomei in a loike, it's singling out tomei because tomei is in the intrinsically a ptur on the din of shiras etzem and breaking the bones, even in such case in which the tomei is not going to make it possible. Which again, as we said, is certainly a very big chiddush in lashon Rashi and pshutoi somewhat difficult to reconcile. Pidarkoi, the Aruch Lanier writes that actually we find in a particular sugya in Masechta Pesachim that the Gemara refers to a pesach habo b'tumah that it's a pesach possible, and it actually calls it possible. You bring it anyway because tumah overrides the tumah huchu b'tzibur, but it refers to it as a pesach possible. It's brought b'psul. So if that's the case, you maybe step back where you started from, Dr. Aruch Lanier. So what did I gain? I mean, if carbon pesach brought b'tumah is possible anyway, the Mishnah Shevaiter have said that a shevet etzim b'possel is going to be not loike for malchus aboyim for the Shriya Setzim. The fact that it happens to be bringable sometimes in a case of Tzibur is not going to be relevant because that case is called Pasul anyway, like the Gemara Pesachim. However, Zokhtar Chaner, he would say Poshit, that that Sugi is going like Manam Tumah Tchuyu B'Tzibur. If you hold Tumah Tchuyu B'Tzibur, the Pshat is that there really is a din of Pesach Tomei, has a Shem Pesach Tomei, has a problem of a Tomei Dika Pesach, even in the context where it's brought B'Tumah. The only thing is that the din of the Mitzvah Havoah Korban Tzibur of Pesach is going to override the problem of Tumah. So the Gemara calls it a Korban Pesach, which is Pasul. If you hold the other man the Omar to Mohutra B'Tzibur, which the Aruch Lanier suggested, our Mishnah goes like that man the Omar. So then the Pshat is that the whole problem of Pesach of Tomei wasn't even said in the context of a Korban Tzibur, where you need the being brought B'Tumah because the Kohenim are all Tomei, the Tzibur is Tomei. The case like that, there actually wasn't even said a problem of Pasos of Tomei in the first place. A case, if you hold like that, Zok the Aruch Lanier, then the Mishnah will be correct in identifying independently the case of Shevet Etzim B'Tomei, which is distinct from Shevet Etzim B'Posel, because the case of Tomei could include a case which is mamish not posel, in a case where it's brought B'Tumah, and despite the fact that it's not posel at all, we have a bazunder, a special din, that Shevet Etzim of a Pesach Tomei doesn't get any malchus. The Ursa Meach, in Hilchot Korban Pesach, says the same chiddush as the Aruch Lanier, and he even takes it a step further. The Ursa Meach starts by bringing the Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam says in Hilchot Korban Pesach, Mipi Hashemua Lomdu, which this always means that we have a source from Sinai, Halacha Shemesh of Sinai, was oral tradition of Sinai, which is not written in the Torah anywhere, in any drasha or in any pasuk. Shmuel Lomdu, that the din of Shloisa Seyashriyas Etzem, wasn't said on a Pesach Tomei. the Or Sameach, the Gemara brings a drasha for it. There's a drasha in the Gemara, in the sugi in the Gemara. So why does the Rambam say Mipi HaShmua? It's very shver. Of them, Zokter Sameach, that actually, true, there's a drasha. But what's the drasha? Like Rashi quotes right over here from the sugi in Psachim, the Etzim Leisesh Beruvoi, because Sheir V'Lev Apostle. So Teinach, so the Sameach, in the case of the Pesach, is Hamash Apostle. So then I have a drasha that it's a Shvirus Etzim was not said. There's no Loisase. Masha Inke, now a Mishnah, which says any Korban Pesach Tomei doesn't have a Loisase Shvirus Etzim. And that includes even in the case of Pesach, which is kosher because it's brought betumah, the tzibur was tameh, the kohenim was tameh, that's brought betumah, and that doesn't have the gzeiras hakosel kosher apostle. So that's what bothered the Rambam Zotir Sameach. Where's the source for that? That you don't have a drasha. Of them Zotir Rambam Piashmuel Lomdu. Halosh Messinai tells me that any carbon Pesach, which is tameh, has no din ashrias etzim, does haste even the coin that's brought betumah, because the tzibur is tameh, and afal pikein, there's no lois to say ashrias etzim. So on this, in this chiddush of his, the Ur Sameach is supporting the Arch Lenair, and he's bringing down the Yesoid for it, and Lashon HaRambam. The Yosemeach goes on, however, and he says it is actual nafkamin al halacha in his opinion, because what happens if Pesach is brought betumah, and there's a heter to break the bones, and there's moyach instead of the atzomis. The Gemara speaks in Psochem, in Zvochem, that atzomis sheyesh lehem moyach, there's marrow in the bones, and those marrow have a din of basar. And then we find that the sugya in Masecht Zvochem has a hava amina that bechlal, even any korban Pesach, even a Pesach Torah, that the mitzvah of eating the moyach that's in the atzomis, it's a mitzvah of achilas basar korban Pesach, that mitzvah should be doicha seidach alois hasei, that should be doicha alois hasei of shviras etzem, of breaking the bones. The Gemara comes out that it's not doicha, and we'll talk a little bit about it when they're coming up. But upon him, there is a havamina like that, that the mitzvah say should be doicha to loisa say, because it is a mitzvah to eat the moyach ba'atzonis. Zokter is a meach, teinach, by a pesach that's brought betairis, so you taka have the loisa say, and we end up coming at that you're not doicha. Ma'ashenk and a pesach brought betumas, since there's no loisa say, Zokter, he also has actually a mitzvah l'shoivroi. The loshon is a meach is mitzvah l'shoivroi, a mitzvah to break the carbon, to break the bone. B'sheyesh loy moyach, if there's moyach marrow in the bones, k'dei in order to eat the moyach, in order that it shouldn't come to noiser. So therefore, Zokter, we actually not only would have a heter to break the bones, but actually a mitzvah, in the case of the bones, has a moyach in it, in order to eat the moyach, rak, only the Pesach Sheni, Sheni Bobetumma, so there, it's... Pesach Sheni is not even brought betumah. You have no instances of this unique din that the korban is kosher, but you can break the bones. The Ur Sameach says an interesting thing. So that's why he believes that there's a remez for this in the Chumash, because he says that if you look at where the Lois Hasei Ashviras Etzem is written in the Torah, well, it's written in Parashas Boy, and then it's written later on in Baloischa when they get to Pesach Sheni. But Zokt the Ur Sameach, if you look at how it's written in the Torah, in Parashas Boy, it's written in the context of the Pesach Mitzrayim, which had a lot of dinim that weren't noig l'doyrois. So you don't find Feirush, when you get to Pesach Rishon, the regular carbon Pesach Benissen, that the Torah says black and white, the mitzvah, the lois hasei, or shvira setzem. Masha'en kein Pesach Sheni. There, in Parsha Baloischa, it does say black and white, it's Pesach Doris, it's the second year in the Midbar of the Parsha Baloischa, and over there, the Torah does say very clearly, etzem leisish v'ruvoi, that you're not allowed to break the bones. Why would that be, that we don't have mamash befeirush in the Torah, the lois hasei, or shvira setzem, but Pesach Rishon, in the context of l'doris, for all generations? It's only written in Boy, in the time-bound, one-time mitzvah of Mitzrayim. Now, Shenk and Pesach Sheni, it is written very clearly, the Deiris, so at their point to me, it works out very well, because I'm explaining to you that Pesach Sheni is the only time when it's absolute. It's the only time when, if it's a carbon Pesach, and it's kosher, it's an absolute, then you can't break the bones, because there is no case of Pesach Tomei, which is kosher, but could break the bones, because Pesach Sheni is not brought betumah. Now, Shenk and Pesach Rishon, the Torah left out of saying it beferish, the Deiris, because of the fact that we do find that Shvirus Etzem is not absolute, because if you wrote the tumor and Alpha Pekane, there would be no Isser Shvias Etzem. I didn't mention that this assumption of the Ur Sameach, that we don't find the Lois Hasei Shvias Etzem, but you get the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Nissen in a context of L'doyrois, so for all of time, seems to me to be problematic. Because Bemis, if you look at the Pesukim in Parashas Boy, it's actually very clear that there's two sets of Tzivuyim of the Korban Pesach. One of them is in the Parasha of Yemeshel, Marishel Aaron, Chodesh Mitzrayim, Lamer, etc., and that's where you have many dinim, all the dinim of Pesach Mitzrayim, and it's in the context of Pesach Mitzrayim specifically, and it certainly has dinim that a local to Pesach Mitzrayim, obviously it speaks about putting the dam and the stay of Mitzvahs and the Mashkoif. It speaks about eating the Korban Pesach and the Oifen of Mosnei Chagurim, ready to go on the trip. So all those things, obviously, were unique to the Pesach Mitzrayim, and those are Mitzvahs L'shoah that only applied at one time. However, much later on in Parashas Bo, after the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, afterwards, right before Shvi, it goes back with, in a rather odd way. The Seder is awkward, in the Torah apparently awkward, and it says over there, there's a parasha called Zois Chukas HaPosach, and there it talks about Benechor Lo Yochal Boy, and it talks about various halachos, bias, echod yochal, you have to eat in one bias, and there it says, Etzon Loisish, Revoy, you're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. So then Mr. Ramban over there focuses on the fact that the awkwardness of the Seder, and Ramban points out that this, after the story of the Pesach Mitzrayim, after the story of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, right before Shvi, we're going back and telling you Kamadina and the Negeya Miyad Uldoiros. They're singled out, the Ramban. They got their own category, their own parsha in the Chumash. It's mentioned separately because they're not local to the Pesach Mitzrayim at all. They're not like Masnech and Chagurim or the Dam of the Mashkoif, but in the Dam of the Doorpost. And those dinim are all Miyad Uldoiros. And the Ramban even brings down, interestingly, the sheet of the Ibn Ezra was that this parsha wasn't even said the first year at all. It's a tremendous chiddush. Ibn Ezra, he also was like I said later on, after the first year, and was inserted there at the end of Parashat Boy. The man dingsach on the Ibn Ezra, he doesn't like that. He says it was said the first year, but it's negel all of doyrus. You do see clearly from all of this that the mitzvah of lois etzon loisish revoy, not to break the bones of the Korban Pesach, really was said l'choy in the context of doyrus, and it's in that special parasha at the end of Boy, right before Shvi. Why does the Ismech say that this thing that he apparently says over here, that we don't find it mefurish? Maybe he holds it not mefurish l'doyrus. It's hard to fully understand him, what he's saying on that, because we do find that the Dinah Shviras Etzma, the Pesach, is written in the category of those singled out mitzvahs that have their own parasha, Zois Chukas HaPosach, the parasha at the end of Boy, mitzvahs that are noyeg miyar l'doyrus, like the Ramban says. I'd like to briefly discuss Bekitzur, one last raid discussion in the Achroinim b'negeah to the last sugya here on the daf. At the end of the daf here, the Gemara brings in a complicated series of droshes from the pasuk of Loisucha Lecho B'Sharecho, etc., to be oiser a whole series of activities, which, as the way Rashi goes through this, we would have known that they're oser b'iser asay, we would have known that they're prohibited within asay, but this drosha Loisucha Lecho B'Sharecho is to give the madrega of a lav, the additional severity, and give the malchus as well. The yisurim in question are, first of all, to eat bikurim actually kora aleihem, which we'd have known anyhow that you can't eat bikurim before the kriya, before the recital, because you're over in the midst of kriya, there has to say there, you have to have kriya before the eating. But the pasuk tells me that it's a lois say as well. Likewise, we have the eating the shlomim lifnei zrika. So a person eats shlomim lifnei zrika. We've known there's a mitzvah zrika to precede it anyway, like Rashi says, but the pasuk is mechadesh to me that it's a lois say as well. Likewise, eating a bechor, bezor, even after the zrika, because the bechor, zor can't eat a bechor, I would have known that there is a mitzvah of kohen to eat it. The pasuk is telling me there's a malchus and a lois say for the zor. And finally, the eating of an oila, even after zrika, and even b'finim in the azora, we would have known that you can't eat an oila anyhow because the mitzvah seti yamachterit, but we have a special pasuk telling me it's a lois say as well. And in each case, the Gemara goes through a complicated series of arguments to demonstrate that each Isser in the Pasuk, L'such Alecha V'sharecha, Masa Degon, Chotirasha, etc., etc., each one is coming to add on to that which came before it, because otherwise I would have just made a Kal V'choymer to answer it based on that which was before. Just to give one example, eating a Bechor, the Torah means to say a Bechor Bezor, or eating a Bechor is Aser even after Zrika. Don't say it means just before Zrika is the Loi Saseh. It's not going on before Zrika because that I could learn that a Kal V'choymer from Shlomim. So therefore, consequently, the fact that it mentions Bechor as well, why do I need to mention a to make a lois say it's a kavuchar from shlomin, it must be even answering even after zrika. On this, the Gemara asks at the end of the daf on the bottom of the base, v'chimas hirin min hadin. Do we really build out a lois say based on a kavuchar? We know that we aimas hirin min hadin. You don't make a lois say based upon a kavuchar. So what does it help? You really can't argue this thing that each of these isurim would have been known for the previous one with a kavuchar, and therefore I make a new isur. not true. I wouldn't have known to give it the madrega of a lois hasei. And tomorrow's daf, we'll see the Gemara works on answering that kasha. Hakoponim, the Achronim, the Aruch Lener over here discusses it, asks from here a big question on the asoid of the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchos Macholos Asuris. The Kesef Mishnah says over there a new principle, a asoid. He says that although there's a din of Ein Mazhirim and Hadin, you can't make a lois hasei based upon a Kavach Chomer, that doesn't apply, Zok, there in a case where I know that there is an Isser Torah, an Isser hasei even before the Kavach Chomer. And the sole function of the Kavach Chomer is to moisef the Chomer, to give it a lois hasei, to add severity. There I don't say this principle, and the Kesef Mishnah says this to explain a somewhat difficult Rambam, that the Rambam says that be'emes, I don't find anywhere clearly in the Chumash a lois hasei for eating a behemoth that's not kosher, a non-kosher variety of animal that's lacking both split hooves and chewing the cob. Mefreses parasa, shesa, shesa, maligera. If it lacks both of them, there's no explicit lois hasei. There is an hasei, a zet toichlu, etc., but you don't have a lois hasei. The lois hasei, says the Rambam, is only mentioned by those specific cases, are neves and shofan, etc., those cases that have only one of the two simonim, there it says lois soichlu. That's what a lois hasei is. You don't have a lois hasei by things, animals that lack both. So the Rambam, however, if we find the Torah that a lois hasei, afapi sheyesh b'em simon echad, having one simon is enough to make lois hasei, because he's lacking the other simon, kol shkein, shar behemet temeyas, or kal v'choymer, any animal which is lacking both simonim will certainly have a lois hasei as well. And the Kesef Mishnah asks the kasha, l'choyer et shver, the Magid Mishnah asks the kasha, l'choyer et shver, that in mazhir min hadin, kal v'choymer is insufficient to generate a lois hasei. So there, no, since in this case, the Magid Mishnah, since it already was nesar, with a lava of a maklal hasei, so therefore, we're allowed to increase the severity to make it a lois hasei that you can do even with a kal v'choymer alone. If that's the case, for Ekta Erlchon, this Gemara is going to be totally gone. The Gemara is going to be slogged up, because all the cases that are given over here in the Torah, like we mentioned in the Gemara, like we mentioned explicitly, you know, all cases that have already an hasei anyway, and from Desveg in the Gemara clearly says, Emas here and Adin, you can't make it into a lois hasei with the kal v'choymer. And this is a very big kasha, and he writes that he found this kasha in the Shar HaMelech, who asked from this on the principle of the Magid Mishnah. It's true that the Aruch Lanier is very makatzer, but if you look at the Shar HaMelech inside, you see the Shar HaMelech actually goes through an arichos and comes out with maskona, which I'd like to mention briefly. The Shar HaMelech's maskona is that there is a difference between what type of Isser it would have had, type of Isser Asay it would have had prior to giving it a lois Asay with the Kal V'Chomer. Are we talking that the Asay that it had was a true Isser Asay, which means that it was a dedicated Pusik that was dedicated to the purpose of assering this activity with an Isser Asay? That's the case, Zokti Shar HaMelech, then I get to the Behemois, to the Tmeyois, because when the Pusik says, Zet Toichlu, you're allowed to eat this and that, etc., it certainly does not mean that there's some kind of mitzvah in the Torah. There's no mitzvah to eat the behemoth's ksheiros. Rather, the reason why it says is that toichlu is simply to tell you that in these, yes, these are permitted, masha ein kein, there's a lava of a maklal asei, an isra asei, to eat anything which is not included in this list. It doesn't have the both simonim, it doesn't have the maligera, the mafris parasa, and therefore, where we have a dedicated isra asei, dedicated to the purpose of answering, already prior to the kal v'chomer could add to that dedicated isra and make it a lois asei. Masha ein kein, zog, the Shar HaMelech, if you look, he says there's kamasugis in Shas, not just this one, where the Gemara actually is mavur, that even if something was already previously nesar with an asay, I still won't add to the severity with a kal v'chomer, because in those cases, actually, the primary function of the pasuk of the asay was to tell you what to do. Do this, do this, do this. A grata happens to be that you can't do it without fulfilling the asay. But since that's not b'yasoidoi in Isser asay, it's not given as a prohibition, it's just that if I do it in the wrong way, I end up violating the mitzvah to do it the right way. The mitzvah is to do it in a certain way, and therefore you can't do it any other way. Since it's not dedicated as an isur, as a prohibition, therefore, the Torah, we're not going to be able to say that I could, so to speak, add to it with the kal v'chomer and make it into a lois hasei. Like just for example, in our Gemara over here, there's an issa to eat the shlomim before Zrika because there's a mitzvah of Zrika which has to take place before the achilas shlomim. That's not because the Torah gave a special dedicated issa to eat shlomim before Zrika, even on the Isra Asei level. It's just that grada, the seder ha-mitzvah that the Torah okayed was dafka do the mitzvah of Zrika and then do the mitzvah of achilas shlomim, and you're not allowed to reverse that order. So since it was never expressly given as a prohibition, even on the Asei level, to do it, have an actual isur to eat the shlomim before the Zrika, and therefore, that's not the cause kind of Isra Aseh, which I would say that I could, so to speak, add to it with a Kal V'Chomer, and there I do apply the rule of Eim Aseh Yemen HaDin, and that is the Shaul Melech's Yishuv to explain this sugya and make it work with the Magid Mishnah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.